uploading it to share, and then the LTA back have it uploading it to share. We no longer have an MP3 player to record share and then upload it to the internet. So if somebody for the next the last 2 weeks of share, mine's recording it and working with Neil Tabak. So that's where we're at in terms of getting share online. Thank you.
Just a few comments on what we spoke about yesterday, and then we'll continue. In the determining what the distinction is between shechita, which shechita shein ruyas we say are eino shechita, and which are chaya for dalad v'hei, so we discussed the shechita of the sma, who's mechalek between something which is nikar merosh and something which is nimtza la'achar zman. That's a very important chiluk, as we discussed. It puts a whole different twist or spin on the whole idea of tvicha mechira and shechita of the tvicha, status of shechita of tvicha mechira. Then it was suggested yesterday that also we might be mechalek between nevela and trefa, since trefa is effective in being motzi bidei tumas nevela. And as I think I mentioned, that's already implicit in the written some of the Rishonim in the Sugya of Ayin Ches and Shidu Gubetzes. We saw that already. And just in terms of the Shulchan Aruch, it's also picked up by Rabbi Kiveger, just to point out, in Simin Shenun, that's the distinction that Rabbi Kiveger is most comfortable with. If you look at Alatar, you'll see it. Okay, the last thing we discussed was the Shita of the Nesivos, who, again, the big problem is to explain the Shita of the Rush. How can the Rosh say that we pass on a Rabbi Yochanan and a Sandler? Shchita sheina ruya lo shma shchita, and therefore shochet b'shabbos afilu idea acher will be potter b'dalad behei. And yet he holds that when it comes to treifa, we hold like the Rabbanan that shchita sheina ruya shma shchita, and also when it comes to Yom Kippurim, we say that that you'll be that if it's idea acher and there's no kabbalah b'drava minei, that you'll be chayav. So that's what we discussed yesterday. The last thing I think that we discussed was the view of the prisha, which is to be mechalek within Rabbi Yochanan and Asandler between Yom Kippurim and Shabbos. And I tried to put that in a framework: Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, with regard to several halachos. How is that to be understood? Then finally, the last perspective we discussed was the Nesivos, who says that really the psak is that shechita she'ena ruya shma shechita, but shachat b'shabbos afilu ayde acher is always going to be potter. That's what the Rush really meant to tell us, not because of shechita she'ena ruya lo shma shechita, but for a different reason, and that is because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, and Rabbi Yochanan Asandler carries his own weight. Because If we're talking about a tzivui b'Shabbos, so you have a situation of ein shliach hadvar aveira, so there's no chiyuv of dalad v'hei. If he wasn't mitzaveh that the shechita should be on Shabbos, then it's simply mishana mishlichuso, and again you don't have any shlichos, and therefore again you've disentangled the ganav from the tvicho mechira, and again you're going to be patur. And the biggest chiddush was, and moreover, if you go ahead and you do it, feel like Rabbi Yochanan Assembler, so the you're going to have a situation of shinui kona as well, because Tosa says that the only reason that you don't say shinui kona, Tosa 9 Aleph and Beis says the only reason that you don't say shinui kona is because basically it's not a lintoma mabakach. Lav the marka kol tovech nami lav the marka tavach tivchim yishachet bapurta kana b'shinui maisa. Yishlomar de lachosh shinui maisa liknos bekach. But it's not enough of a shinui. So the point of the nesi, the kiddush of the nesivus was that in, when it comes to maisa Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, since it's aser olamis, so even a maisa purta would be sufficient. That's the third kiddush of the nesivus. I just wanted to point out. And then he goes on to explain why I don't think that it's makalkel, and so on. Yeah. So I just wanted to point out that this is a kiddush in its own right, that Maisa Purta would be enough for Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and for the following reason. One could argue, because we spent a little time yesterday discussing what the nature of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's halacha is, whether or not it's based on kol shetiavti lach. It isn't technically, we need a separate Zeres HaKasuv, but why we need that separate Zeres HaKasuv, Tosin Chulin isn't sure, Tosin Ksunis and Tosin Babakama explain that the reason is because there's a distinction here between Shogeg and Mezid. And I was suggesting, in terms of the analysis of it, that the issue really is whether or not, once you know the distinction between Shogeg and Mezid, that can then be plugged into Kol Shetiav Tilach, because there's a difference between Chilul and Maisa Yisr. Or the idea is that it's not like Kol Shetiav Tilach at all. It's a kind of a Knas Daraisa, which is why it's limited to Mezid. Certainly, if you say that this is, if you take a certain perspective in Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's halacha, it's certainly possible to say that not any maisa iser that you do to a chayfetz will be also that chayfetz, but that there has to be some transformation, something about the maisa which is nikar b'chayfetz. One could go far with this and say that it only applies in cases like bishul and shechita, where the maisa Shabbos actually transforms. Objectively transforms the chayfetz. Right? Even objectively, there's a difference between a chayfetz which is mevushal and ena mevushal, or which is shachut and ena shachut. So in that circumstance, to say that there's an isur olamis b'mezid, namely that the panim chadashos of the chayfetz, due to the maisa aveira, to the isur, creates an isur Shabbos, is very, very logical. However, what happens if you do stama maisa aveira on that chayfetz? So, would Rabbi Yochanan Sandler still say his halacha? And let's say even the maisa itself is just, you know, a chilul, but a maisa aveira which is mechayev you nechus Shabbos, let's say, but not more than that. Would that qualify for Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? What would Rabbi Yochanan Sandler say about hotzah? That's an issue that's discussed in the poskim. Hotzah malacha grua, if you say that means that there's no transformation in the chapza, and especially if you think that like the Arzarua, that hotzah is unique in that respect. Not only that's what malacha grua means, and that's what makes it singular, which is how the Arzarua understands it. And in general, the whole question of Yisur Anah B'Shabbos on a Drabanan level for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and possibly at a Doraisa level from Yochanan Sandler, you'd have to weigh whether or not the same issue or not. It could be mechalik in theory between Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's Doraisa and the Din Drabanan of being Nana Mimaisa Shabbos Drabanan. It could be mechalik in either direction. It has a lot to do with what we just touched on in Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, what the nature of that halacha is. But if you're mechalik between, let's say, Hotzah and Alam Halachos, so basically what you're saying is that you need, in order to trigger this Iser, you need that the malacha should adhere in the chayfetz, at minimum, and maybe even more, that the malacha should transform the chayfetz, so that the chayfetz is a product of the iser. Again, these are two different levels. That it should be a product of the iser would require transformation, that it should inhere in the iser would at least require that the malacha be nikar in some way, even if it didn't transform the chayfetz, but the stigma of the malacha should be attached to the chayfetz. But if you're talking about neither transformation nor even enough for a stigma, namely that the presence of the malacha being nikar, but just saying he did a maisa, a malacha of Shabbos, chilul Shabbos even, on this chayfetz, would that be enough to trigger the dinim d'rabbanan of Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda? Would it be enough to trigger the darais of Rabbi Yochanan and Sanbar? Highly questionable. So this in the Sivos is relevant to this as well, because the Sivos is saying, even if you don't have the definition of shinui in Kala Torah Kula, this would be a shinui by virtue of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, assuming that the Purta already triggers Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. And that, I think, is at least open to question based on these considerations. So that's something to consider. In general, the point that Tosis raises, maybe we'll get back to this, is very important. Tosis says, maybe you don't need demara katavach in tzvicho mechira. After all, hakol toveach nami lav demara katavach de mechishacha bapurta kind of shini maisa. Tosis ends up answering v'yeshlomer de lachash shini maisa liknos bekach. But Tosis here, this Tosis raises another interesting question. That is the comparison that Tosis makes between the actual process of tvicha and mechira that is built in, right, and an extraneous shinui that would come from the, not from the tvicha and mechira itself. Especially if you take the view that tvicha and mechira, part of what makes tvicha and mechira chayiv is the shinui kone shabo, which we saw maybe in the view of perhaps of a one day in Tosis and possibly part of the discussion of the Nesivos and others, one could challenge the very issue that Tosis is raising here in the middle of Divrei Maschol, Yisriya Novelo Demar Kashach. Okay. Let me move back for a minute just to a few other points that we discussed, and then we'll move on. Shchita She'ena Ru'uya D'Rabbanan, but Ru'uya D'Raisa. As we pointed out from the language of the Gemara, the transition here from Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph to Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, that it appears that if you have a case of Shchita She'ena Ru'uya D'Rabbanan, everybody would agree that that's Shema Shchita. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. And we also pointed out that Tosis raises the question that maybe that isn't such a double pashut. For Rabbi Yochanan's Shchita about Chulin Shenishkutu Bazara being Lav D'Raisa, maybe we could see that even Shchita She'ena Ru'uya D'Rabbanan Lo Shema Shchita, and then Tosis answers, Tosis rejects that idea. But the information in terms of Rabbi Yochanan may point in that direction, that Shchita She'ena Ru'uya could be defined by the D'Rabbanan as well as the D'Raisa. And we discussed yesterday that that is an issue that includes two components. Number one, whether D'Rabbanans become dinen b'cheftza, what koach D'Rabbanan have when they are gozer or oser or something. Secondly, whether or not the practical rather than the formal is what's koveya, in which case D'Rabbanans may fit the bill. In any case, that's a discussion. Tosis raises the issue, Tosis rejects it, but we pointed out that it's not such an obvious rejection. So I just want to point out, just to expand this, we already discussed it, but I made allusion yesterday to Mechira, but let me just remind everybody. When we talked about this in Mechira, so we talked about it in terms of Minat Torah, Dvar Torah, Mo Seinan Kodos, that you require Meshicha in the context of Mechira. So what if you had a Mechira, for Dalet Behei purposes, which was through Mos, according to the Bandamar, that Minat Torah, Mos Einan Konos. Would that work to Mechayiv Dalet Behei, that's the Kinyan Mos, or not? So the truth is, that's we discussed at the time, that seems to be Machlokas between Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz on the one hand, and the Rama on the other. Tosis here, Nakots Te'ino Lutei Nasi, here on Ayin Amid Beis, Implicit in the Tosas is that we have to be dealing with a situation of Meshicha, because Mos Konos wouldn't work. That's implicit in Tosas on Ayin Od Beis, or Masel Ba'omelo Akotz Teinam Teinasi, and it's explicit in Tosas Ramin Peretz. Again, Akotz Teinam Teinasi, look at Ramin Peretz, page 2. Or 239, maybe. Yeah. Dear Masu Ba'omer HaKotz Teinam Mitenasi, 239, column 1, he says, Di'i Nosam Lo Hateina B'Toras Dami Mo Seinan Konos. But the point is that this is disputed by the Ramah. And it's the Ramah in our sugya. We mentioned it at the time because we were interested in the Bechira part of it. But the Ramah here on page 240, column 1, Argamar Elamand Amar Drabanan, Amai Patri Rabanan. But if it's only Eina Ru'uya Midrabanan, so why should we say Shchita Sheina Ru'uya Lo Shma Shchita? Why should we Patur Midalad Behei? Right? So the Ramah says, Shamina Meha, Gana Vumachar. The ki bel damim v'lamashach lokeach es mikcho kivedem raisa tumid raisa mos konos avagav de takin rabbanu de liknu mechira have u'meshalim tashum erba v'chamisha midak shino de lamando amr maisa shabbos rabbanu my tamid rabbanu de patri kivedem raisa shori tzvicha mal yasahi u'mefarkin on kika patri rabbanu nashara u'mitvicha nishma l'mechira de kol hecha de mid raisa have mechira avagav de rabbanu love mechira. So that's the Ramah. The Ramah basically from our Gemara learns against Tosus and against Rabbeinu Peretz in the previous sugya that Mechira of Dalad Behei has to be Re'uya Minat Torah. If it's Eina Re'uya Midrabanan, but Re'uya Minat Torah, the Obichai of Dalad Behei. Okay, fine. And again, the lines that are particularly interesting, umitvicha nishma l'mechira, right? And midrab shimon of tvicha nishma l'rabbanon of mechira. But if that's the case, so then it's interesting to try to figure out what's going on with Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosas. They seem to hold that the drabbanon is determinative when it comes to Mechira of Dalad Vehei, as well. What do they do with our sugya? So you could say that, maybe they really think it's a machlokas. Our Gemara goes one way. Just like we pointed out, that the information that Tosis brings, Rabbi Yochanan would seem to point that Tvicha, Eina Ru'uya Lo Shma Tvicha, applies even if the Eina Ru'uya is Drabana. So maybe this really is a machlokas in the Gemara. And the Bali tells us to understand that it's a debate. Or maybe the vulnerability here is precisely the line of the Ramah, mitvicha nishma l'mechira. Maybe there's room to be mechalek between tvicha and mechira. Maybe when it comes to tvicha, we're more likely to be using a formal, technical, legal, daraisa definition. Well, the point is that that's what shchita is. Shchita is a formal legal category. Mechira, I'm not saying mechira isn't a formal legal category, but the point is that in mechira, maybe the effectiveness of the mechira is far more significant. As we discussed then, right? Tvicha is, an objective action. Mechira, if there's no chalos, maybe there's not even a maisa. We talked about the effort, the attempt to do the maisa, having no impact, possibly in Mechira, even more so than a Tvicha, Shkita, which is Eina Ru'uya. That's one per second. So by the same token, one could say that when it comes to Mechira, we're interested in effectiveness. When it comes to Tvicha, we're interested in the formal requirements. I think that's one chiluk. The other chiluk, of course, is on the level of the Rabbanan itself. As we said yesterday, what koach do the Rabbanan have in different areas? So in the case of tvicha, to define something as being ineffective, right? There's no hefker bezen hefker. They can probably swoop in and say that, you know, you can't eat from it. But it's hard for them to say that lo shma shchita. But when it comes to mechira, hefker bezen hefker, bezen has much more power to redefine things. Therefore, it's possible that, again, you will not say mitvicha nishma lemechira. Maybe dafka and tvicha, the daraisa definition always wins. But when it comes to dine mamadis, if the Rabbanon said that mos ein on konos, then it's quite possible that minat Torah, it has no effectiveness, or it affects the dinim daraisa as well. Of course, there is another element, again, in light of what we said yesterday, and that is when we say, you have to assess each Rabbanon, when we say mos ein on konos daraisa, what do we really mean? Do we mean that the kinyan is mufka, or do we mean that it is insufficient to actually practice, to practice it's insufficient, but not that the chacham came along and they were mafkia the kinyan mos. Maybe that too is part of the issue here between the various rishonim. Just to complete the issue, we should note that in tvicha itself, right, we find the possibility that the drabanan will have impact, but we find it not so much in the sugya of shchita shein real shma or lo shma shchita, which is what we're talking about till now. That's where we have the discussion of mechira. That's where we have this discussion of tvicha with the Ramah, the Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosas here, Tosas Ayin Amud Beis. But when it comes to the next Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Isur Hana, the Gemara says Kishacha Tepurta, that you're Oser Bahana, and if that's the case, then Lav de Marei Katava. Okay, the Gemara that we'll read in just a minute. So on that Gemara, there's also an important line in the Shidduch Betzas, and that is the Rabbeinu Yishai. Rabbeinu Yishai, the very next piece, right after the Ramah, says Mikan Yeshal Daktek Tikroves Avodazara Doraisa. Dil Rabbanan Lo Avar Min Lav Didei Katavach. Kol Kaman Diek Talmuda Dimchun Shenishklu Vazara Doraisa Dipatam Arba V'Chamisha. Avli Drabbanan Mechayev Lo Min Lav Didei Katavach. So basically, the Rabbeinu Yishaya says exactly the same idea. If we're suggesting that the Isuri Anah is going to affect the Chiyuv Dalet Behei, it must be that this is an Isuri Anah Daraisa. Had it been Drabanan, it wouldn't work. And this is the Raya that he's bringing. Then he adds, Amnam, Yesh L'chalek B'Isurin Drabanan. However, maybe it's not so pashut. Even if Chulin Shenishchutu La'Azara depends on it being Daraisa, it's quite possible that the Krovas of Adazara, even if it's Drabanan, will still be Kivu D'Shachet Bapurta Asra lav de mare katavach. Why? Now, varizar de chamir isura almura banan lesa tekroves bisura daraisa. Behind its karma lav di de katavach. The chematzinu, interesting, a lot of our discussion yesterday, shechilku chacham and bisureim gabe mekadish b'she shos olamala. Right, when we discussed the sugi last year in June, we pointed out that there are actually a range of shitas. Yesterday we mentioned basically two, which are that, you know, Isur Anod Rabbanon affect the Din Daraisa, based on something like Afkin Rabbanon the Kiddushin Minei, but not otherwise. Or, no, the Din Rabbanon Mimela affects the Daraisa even without Kala Mekadesh Adat Rabbanon Mekadesh and Afkin. Those are the two shitas that we mentioned yesterday. But in fact, when we discussed it last year, we noted that there are many Rishonim who are mechalik between different drabanans, right? Whether it's chametz drabanan versus shos drabanan, or whether it's trei drabanan versus chad drabanan, or whether it's actually shkutei chutz versus other isurim drabanan. The distinction that Bali Tosis make in Kedushin and Chulin, Abdalid, and so on. In other words, it isn't all one package deal whether isurei non drabanan or Isurei Drabanan work or don't work. We could be mechalek either between different Drabanans or, as I say, different configurations like Chad Rabbanan, Treid Rabbanan, etc. And that is all about what happens midrabbanan, whether the Rabbanan is a Kain Daraisa, whether the Rabbanan is Mafkia the Daraisa, or not. And that's exactly what the Rabbi Yeshaya is suggesting for this particular sugya, that make between Michalek, between Chush Nishutu Bazara and Tikroves Avodah Zarah. Now, again, in light of this, we go back to the Shechita Sheina Ruya. I think it's an open question. Gufa, you could be Michalek between these two cases. In other words, one issue is whether Shechita Sheina Ruya Shema Shechita. Another question is whether or not Isurei, whether Shechita Sheina Ruya Derabanan Shema Shechita Le'inyan Chiyuv Dalet Vehei Doraisa. That's one issue. Second issue is whether or not Isurei Hana Derabanan create the effect of Lav Demare Katavach Le'inyan Dalet Vehei. So the truth is that you could be Mechalek in both directions. You just have to figure out which of these dinim is more pragmatic and which of them is more formal. Here you can't be Mechalek between the different Isurei Derabanan, because whatever you're going to say about the status of Chul Shenishchitu Bazara vis-a-vis Tekrovas of Avodazara or anything else, if you're a particular Rishon, you're going to be stuck with that. However, the question of which dinim depend on the level of Daraisa and which dinim Daraisa are affected pragmatically, but what you're allowed to, what effect you've created Lamaisa, as far as that is concerned, I think in either direction you can make a case to be Mechalek between Shechita Sheina Ruya Shema Shechita, and the question of the impact of Yisirana on the Bailus, an issue which we'll get to in a moment, the question of Bailus when it comes to Tvicha Bechir. Yeah. You had a question? Okay. So that is just to complete that picture, the question of, just to sum up, whether Drabanan impacts on the definitions Daraisa and Tvicha Mechira. Basically, we have two different contexts in which to raise this question. Right? One is the question of Isurei Hana, the other question is Shechita Sheina Ruya Shema Shechita. Again, Rabbi Yeshaya raises it with regard to Isurei Hana. The other Rishonim speak about it regarding Shechita Sheina Ruya. I think one can be Mechalek in either direction, but that's one Chiluk. And the other Chiluk is whether or not we distinguish between different Drabanans, also Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Third chiluk is whether we distinguish between Tvicha and Mechira. Again, the Ramah's idea that mid Rab Shimon Nishma L'Rabbanan, mid the Tvicha Nishma L'Mechira, and maybe that Gufa is not accepted by other Rishonim, either because Tvicha is a more objective and formal definition, whereas Mechira is more about effectiveness, or because Koach Rabbanan, based on Hefker Bazen Hefker, is greater in the realm of Dine Mamanis than it is in the Isur Veheter or definitional area of Shechita. Okay, so that's in terms of Shechita, Sheina Ruya, Drabanan, and Daraisa. Okay, one final issue that I want to get before we move on is the issue of Mechira Ide Acher. And we started the topic, we noted that the raya that Tvicha and Mechira are not subject to Ein Shliach HaDvar Aveira from Ma Mechira Yidei Acher Av Tvicha Yidei Acher is problematic. Okay. After all, in one case it's not a din of shlichos, it's part of the definition of the Mechira. It takes two to be Mocher. And how can you compare that to Tvicha? And I wanted to suggest from this that maybe the common denominator is whether or not it's a pure Maisa Aveira, in which case the inclusion of an innocent party, even in the process, would be sufficient to dilute and would preclude such a halacha, or it's not that at all, it's more about creating the effect. It's a more flexible kind of, and less a Maisa-oriented definition, and that's how I wanted to suggest, that's the common denominator. Do you need shlichus? It's the same question, is it a Maisa which is diluted with the participation, even the definitionally required participation of an acher. Okay. But I just wanted to point out two other perspectives on this issue. They don't appear so much here, but they do appear in Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvos, which of course is the parallel to this sugya. One is in the Shita Yishana, and again in the old Shita Professors, it's found in page 303, column 1. Shita Yishana is obviously bothered by this question, and to such an extent that he ends up saying that the real pshat in the Gemara is that there's a kind of a Mesorah that it's that Mechira generally takes place with a Shliach of the Mocher, of the Makne. So when the Gemara said, Ma Mechira Idei Acher, Av Tvicha Idei Acher, it really was a perfect comparison if you make that first huge assumption that, you know, the Torah is speaking about the frequent, the common, ubiquitous case, and that the ubiquitous case is that people don't sell on their own, they sell through an agent. That's how the Shita Yishana learns the Gemara. It says, can't find exactly. You'll look at it up. It's this piece here on 303, column 1. I don't see the line at the moment. That's how he interprets it. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Zelashon Shiti Shana. Ma Mechir Aydei Acher. Shehu Aydei Mocher. The Kone, Av Tvicha, Av Agav De Kulu Hani Lav Ayde Acher, Ha Ika De Tavach Ayde Acher, Kiv De Dumi De Mechira Av Mechayv Ayde Acher, De Derech Mechira Lios Ayde Sirsu. Okay, so what's significant about this is that he obviously felt that the question that we raised was very significant. Again, the Mitzvah Eson, thanks to Yoni, we know that the Mitzvah Eson also took it seriously, at least half of it seriously. Adon in Efshar, Mishi Efshar. But the Shita Yishana, to be forced into such a dochic conclusion that the Gemara meant, that the Torah means, Mechira Ayidei Shliach, because it's Shchiach Ayidei Sirsur, means that he found unacceptable completely the limud of Mechira Ayidei Acher, the way Rashi understood it, which is as a reference to the Lokeach. That's important. That's in Shita Yishana. On the other hand, the Ritva, here on page 302, column 2, piece before, Ma Mechira Ayidei Acher, Pirish, Afal Pi, She'acher Garam Ikar HaMechira, Eno Nenesh, Af Tvicha Ayidei Acher, Eno Nenesh. So I think the Ritva was obviously within the worldview of Rashi, but the Ritva was also very much bothered by this problem, so the Ritva added an important accent. I think the Ritva was trying to tell us, if Mechira was an equal partnership, or especially if it was dominated by the Mocher, so then this would be completely unacceptable limud. But what's to be concluded is, Afal pi she'acher garam ikar Mechira. It's an important statement. The Ritva is saying that the Kone is actually the dominant party in the Kinyan. So if the Kone, being dominant in the Kinyan, can nonetheless trigger a Tvicha, a Mechira rather, which is Mechayev, the Makne, the Mocher, Dalad Vehei, then a Shliach can do it as well. So I think that the Ritva is basically operating implicitly with the idea that I was trying to project, just that with one addition, and that is, had it been, as I say, equal or dominant on the Mocher's part, so that wouldn't prove anything about the dilution of the Maisa Aveira. But if it's even true that the Kone is the dominant part, then how can you be Mechayiv if you're looking at it as a Maisa, you know, a Dover Shebegufo, if you will? After all, he's not even doing the main chalos kenyan. Therefore, we see from here that there is shlichus. But of course, the Ritva is making a major assumption about kinyanim in general, and that is that the kone is ikar in the chalos kinyan. That's not pashut at all. There are strong indications of that, and this is a very important Ritva for that idea. Another good indication might be the Rishonim at the like the Itur and others who say that Taluya v'zavin zvini zvini, but Taluya v'kani ein kinyano kinyan, namely that the Das Kona has to be on a higher level or a higher standard than the Das Makne, if that's the explanation. But on the other hand, we also have indications in the other direction that the Makne, the person who's giving up his rights, is actually the Ikar force in Hakna. That's how many explain why it is that, according to many Makoros, position of Bali Tosis, that a katan can be kone bedasa cheres makne, but a katan cannot be makne to someone else. Again, there might be other explanations for that, but that might point in the direction that actually das hakna, das makne, is a more dominant factor than das kone is. Again, there are those who would explain that differently, and there are also those who think it simply isn't true. Bali Tosis hold that das cheres makne bekatan is generally daraisa, but Rashi in Sukkah and some other Rishonim think that it's only Drabanan. And not only that, but the Rishalmi and Erevin and the Shach, we've discussed in the past, I think, hold that that Katan can be Konim in HaTorah. So you have people who equate in both Torah. The Shach in particular didn't like the distinctions between Das Acheres Makne and Konim outside of Chatzer. So those who think that everything is Drabanan, those who think everything is Naraisa. And also those who are simply, even if they accept the facts that katan could be kone b'das acheres makne but can't be makne, have different explanations of that in terms of maybe it's an issue of giving up, not so much the dominance of the das and the kinyan, but who is the mischayev, if you will, in the process. But either way, the point is that it's an issue that comes up also not only in katan but also in the kinyan shalomidas, like a person is stumbling around and he happens to do a kinyan. So the Raivin Shita is that, if there's Das Acheres Makne and he's the Kona, it'll work. But you can't be Makne in that way. So again, there could be various explanations why that is so. Does it point to the fact that the Makne is the dominant force? Bikitsur, whether the Makne is dominant, the Kona is dominant, whether they're equal partners, whether they're dominant in different ways, which may be the most precise way, albeit the most complicated way to say it, in Mechira. This is a huge topic. I should also add one other qualification. It could very well be that it depends on the Derech HaKinyan, too. There are some modes of Kinyanim, we're not going to go to Masra right now, but there are some modes of Kinyanim in which the it seems logical that the Makne plays the dominant role. It's the nature of those Dark Kinyan, that's the relinquishing that is Ikar. In other cases, it's the act of Kinyan, whether it be Meshicha or things of that sort, where there are certain modes of Kinyanim where clearly the act of Kinyan rather than the act of Hakna is emphasized. It would be very fascinating if we were to say that an issue like the Ritvas would depend on the Derech HaKinyan. In the case of Ma Mechira al Yidei Acher, you'd still have enough of a raya, as we pointed out. As long as you say that any Mechira is Mechayev Yufadal Behei, even the ones in which the Makne plays a secondary role, you'd still have enough. But the point is, you could be Mechalek in all sorts of directions. Either way, the Shiti Shana, the Ritva, round out our discussion about what it is that we exactly derive from Ma Mechira al Yidei. Okay. One other issue I wanted to get to that we didn't discuss yet, and then that in light of other earlier discussions in the year. Tosis here has the discussion here on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, Hakaimelon Ein Loka Mishalim, whether or not Tekamle B'Rabbi Mine applies to Knossos or not. Well, it seems from the Sugya Ksuvis that we learned from Motzi Shemra that Knossos in general do not apply, we don't apply the rule of Kimla B'Rabba Mineh to Knossos. On the other hand, the Sugya here seems to say that if you hold generally that Ein Loka Mishalem, right, that will apply here in our Sugya for Dalet Behei as well. The question is, how could that be? So one view in Tosis is, the beginning assumption of Tosis is, that in Rachanami, in Kol Knossos, there is no concept of Kamlei Bedraba Mineh. And we discussed that when we discussed the Sugyas of Emein Gneve and Tzvicha Mechira, and particularly the Gemara there in Ksuvus on Lamed Daled, that could be because either it's a Chiddush of Knossos, or the idea is that if Knossos are not generated so much by the Maisa, but by the Mechayev of Bezdin, by the Psak of Bezdin, so the basis for Kamlei B'Rabba Mineh doesn't really exist, which is the Tziruf of one Maisa. In general, it's a question whether if you have a trigger or a Tanai for a particular Chiyuv, will that trigger or Tanai form a basis for Kamlei B'Rabba Mineh, or only the Ikar Mechayev will form it? That's a question that one could raise not only regarding Knossos, but regarding Mominus as well. That comes up as well. So that's one general perspective. If you look at Tosis here, Tosis seems to conclude that, at least according to the Sugya, that Shiny Motzi Shemra from everything else. So why would Motzi Shemra be different than anything else? It could just be Exeris HaKasuv. There are some Rishonim, both here and in Ksuvis, that suggests that Motzi Shemra is unique because it's Alinei Dibur. And that should be contrasted with even the Man Damar who holds Zomim Knossos. That's a Dibur Shemevi the Demaisa. Okay. But Dibur Bialma is the distinction. So again, this might work. It's not that Knossos are always lacking the Mechayev of a Maisa, but at least the Knas of Motzi Shemra is a Chalos Knas Bali Maisa, or Bali significant Maisa, and therefore Motzi Shemra would never be subject to Kamlei B'Rabba Mineh. However, there are Rishonim who suggest about this question generally that there never really was a view that all Knossos should be excluded from Kamlei B'Rabba Mineh, and that maybe we should be Mechalek in different ways. The Shidduch Kubetzis and Ksuvis, 307, column 1.
Is it lavender?
Yeah. Dibur Maschil Rabba, for example, suggests Rabba Mer Tevecha De Atzmo. I get a parallel to our Sugya. B'Knasa Islay Loko Mishale. The shiny knasa de tashlume dalad vehei, de chidushu de chidusha Torah she yishalem kol kach. Hilkach ikala meymar, de afagav de makdil mishalem. Aval shar knasa, kagon onus and mefata, lo hava chidush kol kach, de dilma hainu on sheha, bepnei sheina sanara, beroy lekach, kemo amisa vahamalkas, leman de bechayim buhu. Avnicha lahay perusha, kusha satosis, vahi de perakam in the makos, so here Tosa says, here the Kubetza, this is an anonymous piece, Dibur Maschil Rabba, page 307, column 1, suggests that the exception is not Motzi Shemra, the exception is Dalet Behei. And Dafka and Dalet Behei, you're Chayiv. And the reason is because Dalet Behei is different than Onus U'Mefata. Onus U'Mefata can be viewed as an Onish. Dalet Behei, because it's so exaggerated, is a bigger Chiddush HaTorah. So again, this just works in very nicely with our larger discussion of Dalet Behei. On the one hand, it is a multiple, right? And it's also possibly very connected to the Keren of Gneva. Namely, in Ein Gneva, Ein Tvicha U'Mechira, especially if you hold like the Ri. On the other hand, it's a multiple of four. You already have the Karen, you even already have the Kefel. And it has its own trigger, a separate action of Tzvicha Mechira. So this would be an expression, this Sheet Mekubet says, that Kamle B'Dravim in a Dafka does not apply to Dalad Behei, but it will apply to the Knossos that are a little more correspondent. That's the Sheet Mekubet says, Dir Masal Rabba. The Ritva, here also in 307, column 2, has a different suggestion. Why does it Dalad Behei is different? Almost the opposite suggestion. He says, the reason is, The Ritva has another suggestion, and that is that the reason that you would be chayiv for Tzvichu Mechira B'Shabbos in a case where the Geneva took place B'chol, not because Kamle B'Draba Minei per se doesn't apply to the Knas of Dalad Behei, but because the chayiv Tzvichu Mechira is considered to be an extension of the original Geneva. And since that original Geneva preceded the Chiyuv Misa, so for that reason there's no Kamle B'Draba, not because per se it's a Knas. In a way, it's the opposite explanation of the previous explanation. The previous explanation was saying that Dalad Behei is so supererogatory that even the trigger Misa, right, isn't really a Mechayiv. It's just in the stratosphere. Just a total chiddush u'shachit Torah. And what the Ritva is suggesting is the opposite idea, and that is, Dalad Behei is so integrally connected with the Chi of Gneva that the Chi of Gneva B'chol is koveya and precludes the p'tur of Tzvicha Mechira B'Shabbos. So this is just a kind of so either shiny Motzi Shemra or Shiny Dalad Behei for one of these two opposite reasons. There's another Ha'ara to be made in Tosas before we move on. That is that, what is Tosas' Raya? Eliyahu? Now, what is Tosas' Raya that indeed we shouldn't learn from Motzi Shemra completely to all Knossos, once we're not learning from Motzi Shemra to call it Torah Kula, we shouldn't learn from Motzi Shemra to Shar Knossos either. After all, you can look inside. Very important line. Done it? Ben? No? This is the Tosas al Atar. Yossi? What's the Raya? That we're not mechalek between, we shouldn't be mechalek between Knossos and Maimonides if we're not saying that Motzi Shemra is a binyanav for rejecting Kamle B'Draba Minei generally. After all, he says, what's the raya? It's not just a question of you know, Tosas says it so we should remember it. I think it's memorable because it's challengeable. No one. Dan, you have there?
It says that the Eden, we always say the Eden's omen do not pay and get those, even if they were testified about it, not meaning if it is that he was a veteran over there.
Right. So what do you think about that? Is that memorable or not? Memorable and challengeable? One or the other? Or neither?
I guess both.
I mean, it's a, you tell me. Daniel, what's the Eitan? There's something to say about that line or not? So everybody thinks it's obvious and fine and good. Wow, Ari? Yoni? Everybody's fine with that line. Elichai. Joe?
It sounds like the Edens only take on punishment what they try to give and not to intend punishment. Is it because they testify about the knots?
So is that so obvious?
No.
No, I mean, basically what happens is as follows. Let's say you were to say that, Edom Zomim, there's a debate whether Edom Zomim is a knasos. Again, this is our big next topic. Edom Zomim is a knas or Edom Zomim is a mamon? Right, that's a debate. Let's say you were to say Edom Zomim knas. So would you say, we say, what about in a case where the Edom Zomim lied about $100 loan? Right, or about an act of nezek. Right, so what would you say? That and he has to pay. But is that dmei mamon or dmei knas? Joe, what is it? Dmei knas. If you hold Adam Zomim's knas, then it's dmei knas, even though the testimony was about mamon. There are two issues here. One is what are the Adam being made, and what are the Adam being made. That's one question. But they didn't achieve their result. Then there's a halacha on Edom Zomim that we give him the punishment that he sought to impose on the other fellow, to inflict on the other fellow. That's what we do. That's what a Zama is. So now the question is, what is the relationship between his Haggadah, right, and his Onesh? So one would think that if Edom Zomim is a Knas, then every time we impose Vasisim Lakash Zabla Sosla Achim, even if the Eidus was in Mamon, or something like Mamon, it's always a Knas. And by the same token, one would think, if the din is Vasisim Lakash Zabla Sosla Achim and Edom Zom is Mamon, then it doesn't really matter to us what false testimony, right, he's speaking about. So what? He was speaking about Tvicha Mechira. But Lemaisa, would he have obligated the fellow to pay Dalad Behei? Yes, he would have caused him to lose Dalad Behei in his bank account. So we take that amount from the bank account of the Eid Zomim. If Eid Zomim is a Chiv Mamon, and it's based on a kind of quid pro quo, you should be victimized to the extent that you attempted, right, to cause damage and harm. So why do we care? Just like we didn't care if Eid Zomim is a Knas, whether the projected chiyuv on the nidon would be knas or mamon, so too we shouldn't care whether the projected mamon is knas or mamon if we hold Edom Zomim mamonu. That's what one might have thought. What Tulsa is saying here is that that's not true. That in a way, the projected taina, according to the Mandomer, Edom Zomim mamon, isn't just a method of figuring out how much damage he would have inflicted, so that then we can impose that on him, we can create a chiyuv. Rather, it's kind of it's not just a shiur, it's we really, the din is that we treat him as if he is the nidon, right, that he tried to victimize. In which case, even the chalos tashlumin is defined by the projection. In that, there's a distinction between the mandamar Edom Zomim Knas and the mandamar says Edom Zomim Mamon. It's a qualitative difference in how we look at the actual hazama. If you hold Edom Zomim Knas, we really don't look at the Edom Zomim as if he's the victim. If you hold Edom Zomim Mamon, we actually look at him as if he's the victim. And there's a certain logic in that too, ironic logic. In other words, if you say Edom Zomim Knas, what we're basically saying is that this is something, beyond and above. Again, the Rishonim even raised the question, the Reim and others, how do we know that we should even be giving the money to the victim? Right? Maybe we should give it to Bezdin. No, we do give it to the victim. But it's not really his money. He's not really entitled to that money. On the other hand, if he, hey, say, it's only mamon, then it could have been, you could have said one of two things. You could have said, well, that's a chiyuv tashlumin, that's a chiyuv mamon, right? And it's based on the shiur of what the other fellow would have lost. Or you could say, no, this is the din of Eid Zomim, the real quid pro quo, is to feel his pain and to be the nidon that you wanted him to be. Tosis here is assuming Because that's the raya of Tosis. Tosis is saying that had it been true that we learned from Motzi Shemra that all knossos are komli ben rabba minei, that the knossos cases, the projected nidon knossos of Edom Zomimim, right? Even when you apply Vasis Makasha Zomam, should have not been subject to the din of Elo Kam Mishal. Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, in terms of the saying that the you hold knas and you're not knas, even when you hold someone with knas, you're not saying that we view that as a nidon. You could rob anything that is what you're saying. So that saying that is knas. You chayv them as if they were nidon, and that would be born by other halachos.
But everybody will agree.
But then the question is.
Right. Oh, I mean, it's not a quid pro quo. You're not treating him as the nidon because, in a way, he deserves to be. You're saying he isn't, but, and the second you say he isn't, but, then everything gets the quotation marks of a knas. All I'm trying to show is
you're saying he is, but saying he is basically because it's a knas.
Right. So, but then, lemaisa, all the dmei milva. Or the Dmei Mazik, or the Karen Dmei Gneva, end up becoming a Knas, too. That's all I'm saying. Which is true, if you hold it. That's the Nafkamina. As opposed to saying, we really treat him as a Nidon, and now it depends what the Nidon would have paid.
There may be other questions.
It doesn't depend on what the Nidon would have paid if you hold Edom Zomim Knas.
There may be other questions relating to the question whether or not we view him as a Nidon, or something between the Chayim, nothing to do with. The position you're putting the nidonim in, and you might say that even if you hold it in zomim kenas, it doesn't mean that you're not going to view them as nidonim.
There are two different issues. One is do you view them as nidonim, and the other is whether or not you treat them as nidonim. Do you understand? Whether you treat them as nidonim is an open question. You're quite correct. The content of the kenas shechid shatora may be. That that we treat them as if they're nidonim. Okay, whether we actually view them as the nidonim, not if you hold it's a knas, but if you hold it's a mammon, then maybe. And that's what we're talking about.
Right. And are you saying that really tells us a question? Therefore, from if you leman damar edim zomim knas, really could have been from any case of edim zomim with mammon.
I wasn't saying that. I'm not sure whether that's true or not. I was just trying to contrast. The manda amar edim zomim. I was just trying to highlight that if you hold edim zomim knas, then all mammon that you collect from the edim zomim have the status of knas, even if the effort was to make the nidon b'chayev mammon. Whereas if you hold edim zomim mammon, there seems to be a discussion whether or not the projected dmei knas. Are still going to be Dmei Knas, or that they would be Dmei Mammon?
Tosis' Raya is still interesting in that he, unless you say that he's...
Well, Tosis is just saying that we ask
he's doing this to hold both things. But in Echinami, Tosis was just talking about Edom Zomim.
No, Tosis says that even if... Tosis is even working with Edom Zomim Mammon here. What's the problem?
You're saying that Tosis is only saying it's the one
that
raised Zomim. Tosis
is saying yes.
Yeah.
Well, then that would certainly prove that if then you would prove that that ain't lokum mishalim certainly would prove applies to knas.
Right.
Tosis is proving this even according to the mandal bar mama. Even according to the mandal bar mama. Tosis thinks it's a right. Okay. Good. So that's a very, very important ta'ara, I think, in Tosis. So just to sum up, number one, does Kamali Ramine apply to all Knossos? Is Motzi Shemra different? Why is Motzi Shemra different? It's one issue. Secondly, could you be Mechalik within Knossos, aside from Motzi Shemra? I would say that, again, there are some indications, maybe, some lines in the Gemara, shiny chiyuv dalad behei, that in itself we find opposite explanations for shidu gubetzis in ksuvis, either because it's the most mechudash knas, or because on the contrary it's just so connected to the chiyuv mamon, the previous chiyuv mamon beli chiyuv misa of gneiva, two opposite reasons. And then just the final point was Tosus's raya from Eid Zomim here reflects a certain perspective on Eid Zomim, even according to the Mandom Eid Zomim Mamon, which I think is open to debate. I think there's a lot of evidence that this is a huge discussion in the Rishonim, primarily obviously in the first parak of Makos. Okay. Now let's move on to Shochet B'Yisuri Hanah. Okay, that's the next one. So we have to have somebody read that. Shlomo, back there? Yeah. Up to, I think, Rav Meir, right? So Rafi left us off, right? That Rav Meir. Shlomo, go ahead. Rav Meir, my Mechayev. Shochet Lavor Zara.
Shochet Lavor Zara. He made the shachar ba'kurta hasra
b'yisurei
hanav. Below the mark, so it wasn't his that he made the shachar.
Now there is some other girsa here, which is in the parentheses, which is really interesting. Below didei katavach. What do you make of that? I mean, maybe it's just wrong. Probably it's wrong. But it might be important. Lo demari katavach, lo didei katavach. In two ways it could be important. Okay, well we'll see why in a second. Okay, let's just read out a little on in the Gemara first, and I'll tell you what I mean. Amarava?
Amarava, Ba'omer, Be'gmar Zvicha, who Ovda.
Be'gmar Zvicha, who Ovda. And how does that help? So therefore, it isn't Yisurei Hanah while he's doing the Shechita. Okay, but the Gemara definitely seems to be accepting this idea that if it was Yisurei Hanah, that there would be no tvicha mechira because lav demarei katavach, or this addition below didei katavach. Okay.
Shorhan niskal isurei hananigu lav demarei katavach, so the same challenge essentially. Lav didei katavach. Amar rabah hafumai eskiyam kibon shemasu lishomer behesef beis shomer behuah beis shomer benin mardino beis shomer beremeir sabar lakarebi
Yaakov.
Yeah.
Okay, read a little more. So the Gemara is saying that Dabar Gor Lamamon, Rabbi Yaakov's halacha is that you could say Haresho Chalafanecha, even in a shor niskal, and since it's a therefore that makes it a davar agorim lamamon, and since it's davar agorim lamamon, that somehow gets us out of the Yisurei Hanah problem of shechita, right? Okay, very interesting. Okay. Is this the classic davar agorim lamamon? No. Right. We're going to see the classic one in a second. What's the classic? You keep going, Rav Kahana. I'm recently.
Amar Rav Kahana, Amisha Lish Maisav Kamei Durab Shvid, Min Hardam, Mi Matzi Smuk Mas Mas Nisan Kravi Meir, Velok Kravi Shimon, Velok Tani Sefer, Rabbi Shimon, Poker Bishne Elu, Michlal de Bekula Mas Nisan Moda. Amar Lei, Lo Michlal de Moda, Be Tabach Umacha Le Refua Le
Klub. Okay, good. Well, that gets us to the two dots. Is this the classic Dabar Gar Lamamon? Rabbi Yaakov? Well, what's a classic? Well, the Gemara says already, right? What's the classic one? Kach Shchai Bachriusa, Rav Shimon, right? Is there any difference? Is it an obvious application? Yeah? The case of Kachim Shechai Bachar Yusan, there's no Isseria. No. What's the issue in Kachim Shechai Bachar Yusan? Kachim's in play, and therefore? It's not his. And Dabar Galu Mamo and Kamamo Dami establishes?
That he still has his own connection.
Okay. And in the case of Rabbi Yaakov?
The case of Shor what?
Yeah, Shor Niska.
So it's Asabana.
It's what?
Asabana.
It's Asabana, and Dabar Galu Mamo establishes that even though it's what? The what? Right? I mean, obviously the Gemara thinks that it's enough. But it's an interesting Gemara. It's not so obvious. In Dabar Galu Mamo Kamamo Dami of Kachim Shechai Bachar Yusan, you have a Cheteshel Shovi. The only thing is, the question is, who is the Bailin? But the point is that, let's say, Gonev Mikachim is generally going to be Patim and Akefel. That's the discussion we had earlier in the year. Right? Begunov Mibeso. I mean, basically, ish velo miveis kachim or the other limud, right? Terev velo shel hekdesh, whatever the answer is, right? So the problem there is, who are you stealing it from? It's a chefza which is shel shovi, and the question is, who are you stealing from? Who is the address from which you are taking the object? And then we say davar gon lamamon is kamamon dam. In the case of Rabbi Yaakov, number one, you have a chefza shel yisurana. It's hard to know. It's not so obvious that can be rehabilitated. We'll have to see what the problem with it is to begin with. Maybe it isn't such a serious problem, in which case, maybe that's part of the solution that you know, the equation is acceptable. But on the surface, if you take the Gemara literally, that is Suriana lav demare katavach. Right? So the issue isn't only who is the Bailin, but whether or not this is a cheftza, which is nitan levailos. Right? To say about that, Dover Goran Mamon Kemamon Dami is not this. Again, we might have to re-examine what, you know, way the way it works in Kachim or what the problem of Isuriana is. But on the surface, they're quite different. What you're trying to accomplish in Kachim is to make him the Bailin. That's all you need to do. Or make him also the Bailin. What you're trying to accomplish in Shor Niskal is what? Create a shovi where one otherwise doesn't exist because it's something that you that saves you money, therefore it has shovi even though it's isuri ana. You're trying to get shovi out of it, you're trying to get bailus out of it. What are you exactly trying to get from Dabar Galu Mamo here? It's a little bit different than the regular case. Okay, so we'll have to examine that. So let's step back for a moment. What about the first question that I asked you? Lav debar katavach. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. If you have the parentheses, also the lav dide katavach. It's in parentheses, twice. Maybe we should just ignore it. Okay. Why don't I want to ignore it? It's interesting, so I don't want to ignore it. Okay. But it sounds on the surface it sounds very strange. I mean, the lav dide katavach. Does it have to be dide katavach? So let's step back for a moment and think about all of this. And from two points of view, I think there are two questions that we need to raise here. Number one, is it really true, this is a Shas question, is it really true that Isuri Ana is Lav Demare Katavach? Is that true that Isuri Ana is Ein Alochem? We've made allusion to this question already this year. We definitely spoke about it again last year. Context of Kedusha. Spoke about it this year, I think, in the context of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Zelafi Sheni Shalom, Zelafi Sheni Prashusa. Is it so Pashut? This is one of the Gemaras that should be quoted when the Rishonim have and the Achronim have their discussion. What impact does Isuri Ana have on the Chavetz? Before we even get to evidence, just objectively, think about it. Shalom, what do you think? Isuri Ana, okay, woke you up in the middle of the night, blank slate, you didn't know all that you know. It's almost impossible for us to conceive of that. But let's say you know, let's say it was so. Tabula rasa. Isuriana. Does it affect Lachem or not?
I wouldn't think so.
Why not?
It just means that, I mean, it's something mine. It just shouldn't be able to get anything out of it.
On the surface, Isuriana affects what you can do with the object. But what you can do with the object affects your titular ownership? Not necessarily. Unless you say that halachic ownership itself is reflected in the ability to use the chafetz. Right? That's how this entered into our part long-distance discussion of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Zelafi shenu shelo, zelafi shenu b'shuso. If something is enu b'shuso, is that in itself a chisaron? That's what I was suggesting, of enu shelo, and I think I brought the example of Yisurei Hana. But on the surface, what Shlomo says is 100% right, if you just had the facts, Yisurei Hana, one could say, number one, that may be a gavra rather than a cheftza kind of a thing. That the cheftza isn't Yisurei Hana. I mean, cheftza Yisurei Hana just means you can't do A, you can't do B, you can't do C, you can't do E, maybe you can't do anything, but these are just artificial inhibitions. Right? And certainly, even if they're intrinsic, cheftza is not nita letashmishim, right? But if I own it, I own it. Not so obvious. Unless, again, we say that halachic ownership isn't, can never be just, you have to say one of two things. Halachic ownership can never be just theoretical and abstract. It has to express itself some way. Right? Or that Yisurei Hana is such a pervasive and powerful presence in hearing in the chafetz, that what it does, it takes away its total legal status. And legal status, it's not just you can't do this and that, it's a din in the cheftza, to such an extent that it's a davar she'ein bo, either shovi, or davar she'ein bo mamad chuki, it doesn't have any legal status at all. It's been stripped of its, you know, legal significance as an object. And the mela, along with that, goes bilus. So what I'm saying is, just to sum up, there are two ways, I think, to logically, to extend a bilus problem to Yisurei Hana. One is if bilus itself isn't purely formal, but contains, entails a pragmatic component, and there's evidence of that, in both directions. In losing bilus when you don't have control, we talked about Yeyush and other things, in gaining bilus when you're in total control, right? Either being a creator or being an operative, being the operational owner, right? We gave the example of the Rajba's Kinyan Shavoy. You control him, you're the master of his destiny, that gives you Kinyan. That's one side. Or, as I say, Chefta Shel Yisurei Hana are stripped of, emptied of their legal status completely. The mela, that includes bailus as well as everything else. But absent those two arguments, one could say that there is bailus b'Yisurei Hana. The Ksos takes the opinion that there is bailus b'Yisurei Hana, but there's no reshus. It's bibaluso ve'eno b'reshuso. Right? Like a Rabbi Yochanan kind of formula. Except that in our sugya, that doesn't work so well if you read the Gemara Kipshuta. Why? Because anyways we're talking about the Chepetz. Gezel v'lo nesyoshua bailim. So normally what's the rule? Zelafi sheni shalom, zelafi sheni b'rshuso. So what are we saying? Lav demare katavach. But if according to the Ksos, all that means is lav b'rshuso demarehu, well that's true always. Every Gezel says it's sheni b'rshuso.
Especially according to the Ksos, doesn't
believe
in this secondary
theft. Yeah, I mean the Ksos and Siman Lamadalek. Good point. Okay. So now the truth is, as we mentioned, there's a debate of the Rishonim on this topic. The Ravid in Sukkah says that Yisurei Hana is Ein Lochem. The Ritva argues. Ritva says, what do you mean? If you steal a guy's Yisurei Hana, you're not a thief. You don't violate the Isra of Lo Signovu. If you steal it forcibly, you don't, you're not a violation of losigzol. How could that be? As to how much you would pay, that's a different story. What you can do with the chayfetz, that's a different story. But gzela and gneva don't apply to Yisra. No, how can that be? Ritva says it's inconceivable. Our achronim was suggested that the Raiva didn't mean it either, and that he meant lachem, lachem of Esro. Maybe that's a higher level than regular violence. Pashtus, that's not what the Raiva says. The Raiva really holds any Yisra knows ain't a lachem. The achronim have a field day with this, I mentioned. The Ksos thinks that the compromise of the different evidence in the sugya is that it's shalom v'einu b'shusa. I say, for our particular sugya here, it's problematic. A raya for the raivid would be our gemara, lav demare katavach. The Beis Halevi has a very long simon on this topic, but many achronim do, to try to square the evidence of yisurei hana being lachem or einu lachem. Some of them are mechalik between different cases of different types of yisurei hana. Not only Dorais and Drabanan, which of course is the issue that the Rabbeinu Yeshaya discusses here that we already talked about, right? But and the relationship between Shechita Shein Aruya and the Suriana Lav Demar Katavach issue, which one is more obviously affected or not affected by Drabanans. But even in general, aside from Suriana and Drabanan, for example, should we be Mechalek between Isuriana and Mudrahana? Okay? Mudrahana is a lot less formal than Isuriana. There's a lot of evidence of that. And it's more, you know, a superficial or gavra kind of a thing. Good. There are different chilukim that are made. But this is a big, big issue. I'm Rabbi Ishmael, right? Shnei Dvar Menu B'Shusa Shal Adam. Bar B'Shusa Rab M'Chametz Pesach. Asan Akasov Kilo Bershuso. So that's the dialectic. Again, we mentioned this in the context of Rabbi Yochanan. They were interested in figuring out what the word Bershuso means. But, right, Zelfi Shene Shalo, Zelfi Shene Bershuso. But Shnei Dvar Menem Bershuso Shalotim Asan Akasov Kilo Bershuso. The Chametz of Pesach is because of Yisurei Hana. And yet you violate Ba'ira, that's Asan Akasov Kilo Bershuso. Which are you more impressed with in that dialectic? The need for the Din Torah to swoop in and save the day? Save the day for those who like Bayra Bayimatzeh. Or not the need, but the fact that Torah does it. What does that statement really mean? So one way to look at it is, all we're saying is that it's Eina Bershuso. Shedvar Eina Bershuso Shal Ada. It is B'Baluscha. Asana Kosov Kilo Bershuso means Bailus is enough. That's how the Ksos could possibly read the Memra. Or are we saying, let's say according to the Ravid, really ain't a Bershuscha, and the Chiddush HaTorah is that L'inyan Bayro Bayimatze, we define the Bailus differently. Maybe it depends on Rotsa B'Kiyumo, and not on Bailus per se. We mentioned in the past the debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. Can you be kona chametz b'Pesach based on that halacha? Ramban says, you know, if it's only exeris hakasuv that lake that allows you to be chayim for bayirah bayimatzeh to begin with, so you know in the chabal chidusho, that's the chametz that you had that you used to own that was interfered with by the Suriana. So l'inyan bayirah l'chayvo l'bayirah, right? It doesn't interfere. But to be kona chametz of Pesach, or to make chametz of Pesach, but certainly to be kona chametz of Pesach, can you really do that? Maybe you can't do it. Yisurei hana, and the Rambam disagrees. Either because the Rambam thinks in general you could be kona yisurei hana and have bailus be yisurei hana and understands the whole statement differently, or because that's what the Rambam is buying and making is the way the Rambam gets a lav sheish b'maisa in Ba'yira, or because the Rambam thinks that the chiddush of Asan HaKasov Kilo Bershuso isn't just limited to the chametz that you used to own. It just means that when it comes to Ba'yirah, we operate with a different definition. It's a rule-breaking definition, which applies even to kinyan. So it's hard to understand, it's hard to figure out the debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. It's hard to figure out Rabbi Yishmael's halacha. it's hard to know what, you know, what exactly the situation is. But the point is, if you hold the sugya like the Ravid, then we can read Kipshuta. Lav demare katavach. If you hold like the Ritva, even like the Ksos, it's hard to read the Gemara just Kipshuta. Even for the Ksos, because according to the Ksos, I said, every gez of Lonus Yoshua Bailim is already Eina Bershusa demare. The thing is, however, that you chayv dalad vei because it's shel demare. It may not be bershuso, but it is shelo. And that's enough. So if Yisrael knows always shelo, what's the Gemara? What's the problem with the Gemara? And if you hold like the Ritva, that there certainly is bailus and maybe even rishus, right? Then it's really hard to understand this Gemara. However, the difficulty in reading this Gemara is not only limited to the problem of the general, the global nature or chisaron of Eina Bershusa. The truth is there is another local factor. What's the local factor? Once again, according to Rafi, there are two assumptions in the Gemara. One is that Isuri Ana is Lav Demari. What's the other assumption? And that's an Isuri Ana assumption. Oren?
Is Isuri
Ana? No, that we know. It is Isuri Ana. I mean, that's a good assumption. That's a fact. I mean, whether it's Isuri Ana Darais or Dravana, that's Rabbeinu Yishai's problem. But that it is Isuri Ana is established. But what's the other assumption, Michael? Exactly. That Tvicho Mechira require the bailus of the Nignav. And that is true according to, I would say, 95% of the Rishonim, but it's not true according to a very prominent 5%. I don't mean, but the numbers are not important. Namely who? For whom is not true, as we've said? Or maybe not true. Rabbeinu Tam, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Rabbi Yochanan and Ula. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Yiyush Kedi can be Kani, right? And you can still have a Chiyuv Dalet Behei. We use this just the other day as a possible explanation. Why does a Tzvicha Mechira is not considered an Avera, and there's no problem with a Shliach Advar Avera. Correct? According to Rabbeinu Tam. So now let's put it back on the table. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yochanan Ula, let's assume that the Ravid is right, that Isuri Ana is Eino Lachem, and that it's Lav Demare Katava. Who cares? If there's Yush Kedi Kani, it's also Lav Demare Katava. Right? And yet Shechayiv Dalet Vehei. So there are two issues here that are not simple. Again, Rabbeinu Tam is not the majority that we've shown him. Even the Balei Tosfos, as we point out, who quote the Rabbeinu Tam for Ula and Rabbi Yochanan on Mitzvah Bav Avera part, the printed ones don't quote this one, but we do have Tosfos Chants, and we do have Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? I mean, it's... Rabbeinu Tam definitely said this. How did Rabbeinu Tam going to read this Gemara?
I mean, first of all, I mean, Rinam does say Gzeres Kasuv, Tavcha Machro, Afilah Hayesh.
Right, and that Gzeres Kasuv doesn't still establish that you could have Tvicha Mechira without...
Not necessarily, because it's really Gzeres Kasuv, it really doesn't it really applies to the base of the general halachic assumptions, and that's why he Gzeres Kasuv.
General halachic assumptions about what?
I mean,
it's fair game. Once it's on the books, that you can have a Tvicha Mechira... According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you can have a Tzvicho Mechira, without the bailus of the Nignav, that could be a Gzeres HaKasuv all day long, but it's still a fact. The Gzeres HaKasuv is...
The Gzeres HaKasuv is that you're high of Lachar Yesh. That's Gzeres HaKasuv.
Right.
See?
Okay.
Anything else in Kabbalah tradition really doesn't really work with the
I mean, the Torah speaks about Yeish in particular in the Tzeres HaKasa.
I mean,
I'd like to see it.
I mean,
you don't have to tell me where it is in the Pesuk, in Torah Shabbat Sa'ah. You can tell me which Gemara quotes that Pasuk. We could be at Surba Midrabbanan. It's the same. Meaning it's clear according to Rabbeinu Tam, you just can't say what Rabbeinu Tam says. It's not like that, you know, like he has a Pasuk or whatever. Right. He might think that that's the Chiddush of Tzvicha Mechira, but the Chiddush of Tzvicha Mechira establishes now that there can be a Tzvicha Mechira without the bailus of the Nignav. I mean, it's like with Donnie's point the other day. I mean, it is fair to say about certain things, oh, Zeres HaKasav, you don't know how it works. But, you know, you have to know when to say it. I mean, sometimes the Zeres HaKasav does introduce an undeniable fact
that
ripples through the system, even if it's limited.
Right.
So there's a problem here, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Now shalot, but not necessarily. Well, some of the ones that say about Yiyush, so that's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Nula against the others. That's not a problem. The ones who say it definitively say it about Shinui Kona. Rabbeinu Tam never said it's halacha about Shinui Kona, because then there's no tziruf, there's no stigma, there's no shame ganuf, right? So maybe that's an opening for us here too. Not your question is not a problem, but my answer to your question opens an avenue, maybe to help Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it's not per se shalom tovech shalom umocher, but maybe this particular kind. Maybe this is more like the Shinui Kona type than it is the Yiyush Kona type. Right? We'll get that in a second. In a way, or let me put it this way. Maybe getting back to my aura about the girsa a second ago. Baruch Tov, you want to say something about that?
Yeah, I was just